episode of The Lady Gamers. Yay. And guess what? Tori's here with me.
Yep, right here, in person.
She doesn't have to be on Skype anymore.
Nah, ever again.
So hopefully this sounds better, because
this
is a really exciting episode for all you
people. Everyone's been waiting for it, because we are going to announce the winner of our longest email contest. It wasn't actually supposed to be a contest. Was it a contest?
No, it was like kind of a joke, and then everyone was like...
Yeah, and then it turned into a contest. And now we're sending baked goods through the mail, which I'm not sure if that's illegal or not. But
also, if you're allergic to peanut butter or chocolate, or you're lactose intolerant, then you're out of luck.
Yeah, also, your peanut butter cup probably will melt in the mail, so beware. So you might just get some mush.
We might also eat them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the emails that we got were, like, all 50 billion questions long.
Also, in this episode, Brooke is going to open her birthday present that I got.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
It's her birthday in 2 days, so probably by the time you're listening to this, it's already been Brooke's birthday, but if you haven't already wished her happy birthday, please do so.
So, yeah, anyways, we got, like, around 4 or 5 emails from people, and they're all trying to be the longest email. And it wasn't actually about the longest email, because you could literally write us, like, 50 billion pages of crap.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sam told us his life story.
But, anyways, so we kind of made it that it was the most interesting long email. But we didn't actually tell them that until a little bit later. Anyways, so we actually got a good email from John. I don't think he was actually in for the competition, but he actually has some pretty good questions for us.
Good old John.
I like John.
Yeah.
Okay, he says, "Hey, I loved last week's podcast and was glad to hear you're into film. I am totally into film. That's why I'm a film major. I'm kind of a movie buff myself. Well, I try to be. I try to watch as much as possible. That's good. Also, if you're watching a lot of movies, don't take film classes because they will ruin all of them."
Yeah.
Okay, question one. What are some of your absolute favorite films? What is your favorite film?
That's a really hard question. I don't really know. The one that jumps into my mind is probably Edward Scissorhands. I love that movie. And V for Vendetta is also a friggin' awesome movie.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it clean.
My favorite is probably V for Vendetta. So, that's what I... What are you doing? Do you really?
Okay, we don't need to answer
Okay, back to the emails. Tori's screwing things up here. Okay, question two. Do you have a favorite time / era when films were made? I love the silent film era now. I had a whole class on just silent films, and, like, the first class we watched, like, a 3.5-hour silent film. It was called Birth of a Nation, if anyone's interesting. It's very racist, so...
Keep your mind wide.
Yeah. But after that, we watched a whole bunch of, like, different silent films, like, from Chaplin and stuff like that, and I really, really, really like them, and if you're really into silent films, check out Buster Keaton, because he is awesome. He's better than Chaplin, in my opinion, so that's my favorite era. Or, like, the blockbuster era, you know, like, with Star Wars and stuff like that.
Number three, and do you think there will ever be a good or even great video game to film adaptation? I mean, really, really hope Uncharted is, but no Bradley Crappen Cooper. I don't know.
Didn't they do that with Tack and the what's it called?
Tack and the what's it called?
Yeah. Tack and the Power of Juju. That's it. They made that into a TV show, and I actually played that game, and I
watched Didn't they do that with Tomb Raider, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't Tomb Raider a video game before it was a movie? Or am I tripping balls?
No, I think it was a video game. Yeah, it was a video game. But, I don't know, the movies were decent, but the Tack TV show was just, it was horrible. So, I don't know, maybe. I think Uncharted would be good. But, just because they can do a whole lot of things with the storyline. Number four, any newish film recommendations?
The scariest movie in the world is coming out in January. It's called The Devil Inside, and I am stoked to go see it and never sleep again. You don't even know how excited I am to go see it. I am also really excited to go see War Horse, because, as most of you know, I have horses, and whenever that trailer comes on the TV, I actually cry. I literally cry every single time.
So,
I'm excited for that.
Film recommendations. It's not really a new film, but if you're into, like, science fiction films, watch Existenz. It's by David Cronenberg, and it's really, really trippy. If you've ever seen Inception, it's kind of like the what Inception was based on, kind of. And it's really, really good, and it messes with your brain. So you should watch that. And also, there's another one that I saw recently. I can't remember. I don't know. I'm looking forward to The Avengers and Sherlock Holmes. I'm going to see that for my birthday. Yeah, that's all the questions he asked. So he says, great, now I'm sitting here hoping Brandon, I'm guessing he means Bradley, didn't ask you those already. I don't think he did.
No.
Oh, and about my name, I only go by John D because I feel like I don't have a last name. Kind of an awkward situation. I'll be changing it to Sanchez, which is my mother's last name. We will still know you as John D.
John D.
P.S. I am a Christian as well. Awesome. Thanks, John D. Even if you change your last name. I always think that you have a really epic last name because it's D.
I just thought he didn't want people to know his last name because he was secret.
I just think it's really long person. And really epic that no one can say. But anyways. Alrighty. So, now on to our contest.
So, basically, we are not by any chance ever going to read all of the emails.
But we did read all the questions, but we are not going to answer all of them on the show
because yeah, exactly.
It would take, like, 6 years.
Six.
Okay, we are going to start from the top, just to make it unbiased.
Jaden finally sent us his email after, like, 3 weeks
of waiting. This is why we had to wait to do the show, because we were waiting for Jaden's emails.
Damn it, Jaden.
Okay. Hi, ready for the longest email ever? Okay, where do I begin?
Okay. Go ahead. So we're gonna read that.
I'm quite a big fan of Sly Cooper, as you may have guessed. In case people don't know, I'll be making a collection of resin Sly canes starting after Christmas. Each cane will cost me around $80 to $90, minus the spare resin when finished one. That's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Here are two or three questions.
I'd like to ask Lady Amherst.
But yeah. I see more than 50.
Yeah, definitely. So basically, we're going to just pick them at random.
Well, I think we should answer these ones, because I think these are the three that he wants us to answer, actually.
The first three?
Yeah. When I make one of the canes, would one of you like one?
If I don't have to pay $80 to $90, because I don't have a job anymore.
I would really like one.
If you can send us one for free, that would be really cool.
You don't have to send both of us one
for
free.
No, you can just send us one and we'll share.
We can share. Brass, bronze, or gold? I would say brass because it sounds cheapest. Maybe save you some money.
I want gold.
Tori wants a gold cane.
I want a gold cane.
Should the cane itself be made of mahogany, pine, or another wood?
I'm not a wood expert. I would say
mahogany. I would say cedar.
Cedar?
Yeah, cedar's really durable. So I would go cedar. And if you can't find cedar, then the other ones are fine. Okay, now on to some of his games. Questions. I was reading one of them. Okay,
here's one. I don't understand what he means here. Does Brooke have online? What does that mean?
I don't know. Yes?
She's online right now.
Why doesn't Batman kill people? Because he's very nice.
Mm-hmm. If Peter Clark falls in a forest, does he swear? Probably.
If Sam Spencer falls in the forest, does he still have an accent?
Yes.
Maybe.
If Bradley Pujala, I hope that's how you say your last name, falls in a forest, does he still like Nintendo? Yes.
If Justin Worsham falls in the forest, is he still funny? Probably.
Yes.
If Kevin Miller falls in the forest, does he still sound like Sly?
Yes. Yeah. He jumps and presses the circle button.
Kevin Miller does not fall in the forest.
No. He would jump and press the circle button before anything bad happened.
Okay. Ever play the big red button do not press game? Yes.
Yes.
What's your favorite PS3 exclusive? I don't know.
We don't have PS3s.
We don't, but I have played a PS3. Mm-hmm. And if I had a PS3, cool. I would probably buy Uncharted. Not Portal, though, because I suck at it.
Sorry, Bradley.
So. It was a good game. I'm just really bad at those kind of games. How many times could you listen to Trollolo before you snapped? I listened to it for 10 hours straight for a challenge. This is funny, because I actually showed Dan this today.
He'd never seen it for the first time. It was stuck in my head, like, all
day. And he was like, it goes on for 10 hours. And I was like, no, that's just what people do for fun. And he was like, they listen to this for 10 hours. And he couldn't even make it through the whole thing, so. Did you like the movie Flubber? I've never seen that movie.
I didn't like it.
I've never seen that.
She's also never seen Jurassic Park.
And I'm a film major.
Yeah. Tell them about what happened in your film class when they asked if anyone had not seen Jurassic Park.
No one put up their hand. And I didn't want to put up my hand because I didn't want to be a loser. So I was just like, yeah, seen it.
And then he said, good, if any of you had said you hadn't seen it, I would have kicked you out of class right now.
Yeah. So. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is turquoise.
Orange. Ooh, what's your biggest pet peeve? My biggest pet peeve is fat people wearing tights. I don't understand what their motives are. I'm sorry, but...
I don't know what my biggest pet peeve is. That's... probably my stepdad.
Yeah. Do you like French? Yes. Do you know I'm in French immersion? That's cool. My mom's a French teacher.
Sparta? Oh. Have you seen 300? This is Sparta. A lot of exclamation points. I have not seen 300.
I have seen 300. This is
Does Sparta. Tori have a PS3? No, I do not.
Evaporated milk. Why isn't it a gas? Because it ruins people's stomachs. What else? How many questions did Bradley write? I think I'm close.
200.
What flavor popcorn do you like?
Butter.
Butter. How do you think Sly 4 will end?
I have no idea.
I hope it will end not with a crappy sequel like they did to Spyro, and I also hope it will end where he's actually a thief, and I hope it will end where he's not with Carmelita.
What type of animal is Snuffleupagus? He is a,
Elephant?
No, maybe. Elephant. He's a mammoth, I think.
Do you like my Photoshops? I've only seen a few, but they're better than I can do. What's your favorite song by Elton John?
Oh, man, that's a really hard one.
Circle of Life.
Probably, yeah. There's a lot, though. One time, my friend did not know anything about Elton John. I had to teach her everything. She didn't know that he was a ginge. She didn't know that he was gay. She didn't know that he had little red round glasses. She didn't know he did the music for The Lion King. And she didn't know he played the piano. She knew nothing. And we were going to see The Lion King musical. And she didn't know this. Do you know the song Piano Man? I do.
Tori, do you eat the red ones last? No. Brooke will probably be the only one to get this. Why would I get this?
Have some fun.
Do we have an inside joke with this? I don't remember.
That might be an awkward moment from Jaden.
Awkward. Since you both like Sly, can I make you a drawing? Yes. Please do. I want an epic drawing of Sly, actually. Like, put Sly in a situation that you would never see him.
Like, shopping at a bra store for Carmelita.
Yep. did you watch the VGAs? No, because I had an exam. What do you want as a podcast intro? I'll make one for you. Something funny. Something that shows that we're weird. So funny and weird.
Yeah.
Go for it. What would you like to change in the new Sly game? I don't know.
Carmelita's voice.
Yes. Not with an accent. How many times have you all played Sly games put together in an estimate? I can't even count to mine.
She can't count.
I've only played the third one, I know, like 4 or 5 times through, because that's because I didn't really like it. The second one was probably like 15, and the first one like 3, because... guess what? I'm gonna finish here and give a closing speech. I hath finished my email, for thou hath beeneth scared that ye shall not receive thy email from Jaden.
I finished. Woohoo. I'm hoping I get the biggest word count. Yes. Yes, I did just bring a new element into the picture. As for the email, enjoy. I can't wait to hear how this podcast goes. Have fun with it, and I'll be anxious to hear some of your reactions. See ya. Okay, actually, should we say who had the longest, or should we just...
No, we'll say that later.
Okay.
We gotta read them all first. Okay, Bradley.
Here we go.
Oh, look, it says, it has to ask me if I want...
Oh, why is it... I didn't see all these. He linked us, like, a million YouTube videos.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that both Bradley and Sam used Hassan's questions that he put on Facebook.
Yeah,
so you're both disqualified. That doesn't count. Just kidding, but... Those don't count because... Okay, Bradley. He says, hey, Brooke, Bori, and Took. How are you gals? Great, great. I'm going fine. Thanks for asking.
Also, it would be Bori and Truk. So, whoops.
Okay, now that I have my own Bradley's email segment, I'm going to kick it off with a big one. Get ready for the most epic, mind-blowing, face-melting, garbage bag exploding email ever because this time I'm going triple digits. Oh, yeah.
I don't want my face to melt.
Okay. When are your birthdays?
Brooke's birthday is on Sunday! Oh my god!
The question is, how old is Brooke gonna be?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she'll be 13. Oh,
14! have you guys put up your Christmas decorations yet?
Yes.
My holiday decorations, Bradley? Just kidding. But yes, I did.
What's your favorite fruit? My favorite fruit is pineapple.
I like bananas.
Bananas.
Have you ever played a game that you had no idea how to play and it took you forever to figure out?
Portal. Yes.
Portal.
Every game.
I'm going to answer like 50 questions from Bradley all at once now. Bradley, no, I won't marry you. Yes, I'm positive. There's no wedding. What else did he ask?
What are your girls' middle names?
That's the mystery.
Yeah, that is a mystery, isn't it?
Find out what our middle names are. You win a prize.
Oh. Yeah, Brooke knows all about finding out people's middle names.
So. Yeah. So
just leave it at that.
Also, if your middle name is Joseph, you also win a prize. So
Brooke's middle name is Joseph.
Yeah,
Brooke's it will Joseph be. Nesbitt.
Okay. Do you like? How often do you eat peanut butter?
A lot, actually.
Do you like peanut butter?
I do.
What kind of peanut butter?
Kraft.
Yes. Do they only have Kraft peanut butter in Canada? I think so.
No, they have Skippy too.
Which is better? Skippy? There's one they don't have in the States, and it's really, really good. And every time everyone goes away to school in the States, they're like, send me this peanut butter!
Jif? Do we have Jif?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Yes, I've tried eating it with a spoon. I do that all the time. Have you tried eating it with this?
With a banana. With a banana. Yes, I was going to do that the other day, actually.
Do you guys do the podcast on Skype? Yes, but not right now. Not right now. How old are you? 13.
Yes.
Am I? That's another mystery, but I'm pretty sure I've said it like 6 times now. Where are you from, Toro?
I'm from here. Bradley knows where I am.
She's actually from the same place as me.
Yeah, actually.
So, we live in like a small crappy town, so I'm not going to say what it is, but we live like 2 minutes from Niagara Falls, so
it's pretty legit.
Niagara Falls. We're actually going there tomorrow to go skating.
Yeah, for Brooke's birthday.
Yeah.
This is her birthday.
What's your favorite Pixar movie? Toy Story.
Okay, you know what? Let's just talk about this, first of all. Brooke has never seen... I have to turn the computer to me so I make sure that it's looking at me. Brooke has never seen WALL-E, and she refuses to watch it. She also refuses to watch Up. So I don't know what her problem is, but she needs to get a life.
I don't know. I don't know.
So, yeah.
They don't interest me.
I think my favorite Pixar movie, it would probably be Toy Story. I've cried at Toy Story 3 like 3 times, so.
Who do you think is funnier, Justin or Kevin? Pressure.
I like Justin's laugh a lot.
Well, they're both really funny, but.
And I think they're funny, like.
In different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Like us.
Yeah. But, because like, I've never seen Kevin do any stand-up, so I'm not sure about that. But Justin's really good at stand-up comedy. And Kevin's really good at.
I think when they mesh together, they become.
Jevin.
One. Yeah, I was trying to figure that out, and then I couldn't, so I just decided to make it.
Well, they both end in "-in," so it's the same.
Yeah.
What kind of muffin am I going to? And we actually changed the prize because my muffins went bad, so we're actually sending out epic dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Do we have to send these? Can you make more?
Yeah, I'll make more.
Good, because I want some.
What is the happiest memory you remembered?
From what?
From ever.
From forever? The happiest memory of anything ever?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of happy memories.
I don't know.
One time in the summer, I was riding my horse, and he's really young, and I had a really bad day, and I rode him without a saddle, and I don't think he's ever been ridden like that before, and he was, like, perfectly fine, and it was, like, the most epic moment of my life, and I couldn't believe how good he was being, and that was, like, my favorite memory of, like, my entire year. So
I think my favorite memory was probably when I went to see my favorite band first. It was pretty good. But I'm not going to tell you what that is. Because that's also a mystery.
We're mysterious people.
We are. Are you guys excited for the first ever second funniest podcast Mario Kart competition?
Whenever it happens.
Yes. We are actually going to a Wii party tonight. We're going to play Wii and we're
going to
play
Mario Kart. That's so pretty. That's pretty much badass, going to a Wii party.
Yeah. That's what cool people do now.
Yeah.
So you guys have play Animal Crossing, both of you.
Not anymore, but we used to.
I actually played it like a few days ago.
Oh, really? We used to visit each other, and we'd play hide and go seek.
And run around in circles.
Yeah, well, it was fun. And then I'd hit Brooke with a shovel all the time.
Do you guys have a Twitter? No, I don't,
I don't like Twitter. I think it's stupid.
In the last podcast, Brooke, you said something died in your house. What was that?
What did die in your house?
It was my furnace or my fridge.
One of them died.
They rattle really loud, and it sounds like someone's dying. Am I beating Sam yet? You'll have to wait and see. Are you guys tired? I am.
I'm not really that tired.
I've been up since 5 this morning. And it's 8 o'clock. What's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know. I like a lot of Christmas songs.
I don't know.
When will this email end? I don't know.
Toru, you have a horse. She has two, actually.
I have two horses, so... Bam.
Bam.
Bam. What kind... Oh, do you like burritos?
Yes, but only from one burrito place. Other than that, I don't like burrito. Also, I just saw this, and I just saw virgin, question mark, or...
What?
And I was like, that's a little personal, Bradley.
Do you like pina coladas? Yes, I love pina coladas, and not the virgin kind, because I'm alcoholic, as most of you might know.
Yep. She goes and gets drunk in a class. Okay, she goes to a class every Monday, and the class is...
It's a bartending class.
But they get drunk all the time. Every Monday, mm-hmm. she gets drunk, and she paid for that.
And I only have one more left, and I don't know what I'm going to do when it's over.
I know what you're going to do when it's over.
Drink a lot?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
No, it's the best class ever. It is really, like, amazing. I can't even describe it.
I saw you wear glasses. Don't ask me how. Creep. I'm just kidding. How bad is your vision? Horrible.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
I never wear my glasses except for when I get eye infections and when I go to bed. And right now I have an eye infection.
You wear your glasses to bed?
Well, like before I go to sleep. I was kidding. Yeah.
And also, yes, I have noticed that in the Animal Crossing game it lacks the feature to jump.
They can't jump.
Just no jumping.
Did you know that the elephant is the only animal with four knees?
Did you know that? I did.
If driving on the road could be like Mario Kart, what Mario Kart would you want it to be?
Wait, so if
like the cart.
Oh, so whatever cart we want?
Yeah.
I would want the bullet bike.
I am partial to the honey coop.
I've noticed.
Yeah. Helps me beat
Nate. I like the bullet bike.
Last but not least, will you marry me? No. I'm sorry, Bradley.
Just kind of in two committed relationships right now.
Yeah. You'll have to get past my current boyfriend and my future
husband. And Steve Perry.
Yeah.
And Steve Perry. And gas station boyfriend.
Yep. There's a whole bunch. But
there's a lineup.
Current
basically.
Boyfriend and future husband, you have to get past those. And you will not get past future husband. You may get past
current boyfriend, yep. But not future husband.
Yeah.
So take a number.
Phew. Anyway. Man, what an email. That one sure took a couple of minutes to do. Haha.
I think you worked on it for like 5 years.
It took days, actually. Anyways, I'm glad you hopefully enjoy my awesome sauce emails to celebrate my own segment. Good luck with the podcast. You gals are so awesome. See you gals on the SFP FB page.
Apparently we're gals.
Gals. Bradley likes that
gals.
Word.
Gals.
All right. See, he said it again. Gals.
I don't know, forever.
Okay.
Sam was the first one.
Yep. He also used some of Hassan's questions, so. What happened in the 60s? Everyone got high and rebelled. What is your favorite TV series? Community!
Yes, Community is the best.
You should all watch it.
Oh my god, it's the best. So we are good. Troy and Abed.
We are. And, it's just great.
Oh, man.
What's your favorite phone?
My favorite phone? My iPhone. Everyone should get an iPhone. Everyone in the world.
What's the difference between a favorite TV program and a favorite TV series?
Nothing.
Is that the British term?
I don't know.
Why is America so different from the UK?
Because America's fat.
Yeah. We're not American.
No. We're not fat.
So. What is your favorite smell?
Coconut. And ponies.
Anything citrusy.
And bread. I mean, yeah, bread's okay, too.
You said ponies?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened in the 80s? Journey ruled the music world. That's what happened in the 80s. Why do we sweat?
To keep our bodies cool.
I'm sweating. I'm sweaty. What does your hair smell of? We just smelled our hair.
What does your hair smell like?
Nothing.
My hair doesn't really smell like anything either.
Probably smells like drugs.
Smell my hair. Drugs. Smell my hair.
I don't know. It smells like your house, but I don't know what your house smells like.
Your hair smells like your house, too.
What does my house smell like?
It smells like you.
What do I smell like, though?
You smell like Brooke.
Thanks. Where do you live? Everyone wants to know where we live.
That's a little creepy.
Niagara Falls.
Why do we urinate? How do you make bread? One time we made bread.
We did, and it was gluten-free.
But we almost forgot to put the eggs in. Yeah. We put it in the oven, and then we forgot to put the eggs in.
Yep. Where is the furthest you've traveled to?
Florida.
Punta Cana, I think. Yeah. What is your favorite type of travel? I like road trips, because I hate flying.
Yeah, so do I. I like trains, actually. Trains are pretty legit.
Yeah, trains are decent.
All right, here's,
Ooh, what is your hair like?
What is our hair
My
like?
My hair is...
Why did you pick that question?
I just saw it.
Ooh, what is your hair like? And you can't even answer it.
My hair right now needs
greasy.
To be cut.
Yeah, she said her hair is greasy. She needs
and
a shower.
Washed.
She hasn't showered in like 10 years.
Yeah, that's why I'm sweaty.
What's your favorite statue? I have a funny story about this. When I was little, I was afraid of statues. And I wouldn't go anywhere where there was a statue.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was.
Wow, we're not even close to you.
An hour.
When did you last wash it? Like 2 days ago. But then it rained and it screwed up my hair.
5 years ago.
Why do you live there? Because that's where my parents...
Our parents plopped us.
Yeah, but it won't be for long because I'm going to move away. Soon, hopefully. I can't stand this city.
She doesn't have enough money.
Favorite movie genre? Silent films.
Your mom.
What do you do when you are bored?
We do podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And... We watch The Lion King and we watch Community.
Yeah.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
I like tea.
Coffee forever.
Will it snow for Christmas? No!
It is
won't.
Raining like
yeah.
buckets okay. of rain.
I always have this theory that one winter we will not get any snow.
It like, feels it like it's going to happen this year.
It will not snow at all.
Like it's snowed, but it hasn't stayed.
And like it snowed like a few times and everyone was like, oh my god, snow! And I was like, I hate snow. Like I live in Canada. And everyone's like, oh, you're Canadian, eh? You should love snow. And I hate it. I can't stand it. Like, it sucks to drive in it. And I'm really jealous of everyone who lives in places where it doesn't snow. Because then they're like, I want it to snow here. It never snows. No, you don't. You don't want it to snow here. You know why? Because it freezes everything. You can't drive. You can't go anywhere because you go outside and you feel like you're going to die.
Yeah.
People are horrible drivers in the snow. There's crashes everywhere. People stock up on food, so there's no food in the grocery stores.
You're making it sound like everyone just gets stuck in their homes for, like, 3 months and we never do anything and we start
That's basically what winter is in Canada.
Kind of.
Is there anything else?
How long have we gone?
Like...
That's what she said.
30 minutes.
30?
Yeah. Hmm. Crap. Okay. Let's try this again. What do I do when I'm bored? This is Sam. You listen to Second Funniest Podcast.
And you talk in a British accent, and you laugh at yourself. And you pick out your next sweater vest to wear.
Yep. Yeah. And you comment on things.
What is that smell? That would be us.
We stink.
And our hair.
Yep. can you write? Yes. I think, I don't know. I used to be really good at writing, and I used to write all the time, but then I kind of just lost it. And I tried to actually write again. I was actually reading the half novel I was writing.
I always see it in my documents.
That I never actually finished.
You will one day. In the summer you'll write it.
I'm in the process of writing a book.
Yeah. And I was helping her. I was getting rid of all her commas.
Yep.
She loves commas.
How computer literate are you? I'm very computer literate.
I'm pretty decent, yeah.
I can fix computers. But not like...
Not a pro.
If my computer has a problem, I can fix it. Let's just say that. Can you type? Yes. When is it Christmas? In like...
Like a little over a week.
In a bit.
Is everyone excited for Christmas?
Or are there holidays?
Yeah.
Because I always say on the internet, there's always like this giant debate going on whether you should say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. I don't know. I always used to say Happy Holidays. Because it's, like, the holidays are more than just Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're off for, like, New Year's.
But I don't think that everyone who celebrates Christmas should call it, like, a holiday tree. Because...
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that? I don't get it.
But, like, I don't know.
It's like if you, like, call the menorah your holiday candle.
Yeah. So I just usually say happy holidays, you know. Don't want to start anything.
What time is it?
When the clock says 1800 hours. That would be 6 o'clock, right? Yeah, 6 o'clock. That's British time. And then there's the questions from...
We should probably answer those questions, I guess.
Yeah. What's your names?
What do you think our names are? I don't think that If you don't know our names by now, you should be not listening.
Why were you given these names? Why were you named Victoria?
Because I was born close to Victoria Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. My mom named me Brooke because she was trying to go for a nature theme. Because her name is Dawn.
Oh, I see.
And what so she sister? Wanted me, I don't know. No one knows.
You just her. Lost. Just yeah. lost it there. She was like, she was going to go for a theme, and then she was like, nah.
No. She broke the tradition. She also gave me a really long name, but it's not as long as my sister's. So that's why she named me Brooke. She also wanted to name me after Brooke Shields, because she thought I was going to be a model. That turned out. Why were you born a female?
It just happened.
Because my body did not form balls.
Where does it say that?
Right there.
Oh, okay. So, cupcakes. Yes, indeed. How about them?
Why did I make a Facebook account?
Why did you make a Facebook account, or why did we make Facebook
Why did he accounts? Make a Facebook account? So he could listen to the podcast and send us emails. Actually, he didn't send us an email. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Are you two Beavis and Butthead?
Not really. We're more Troy and Abed.
Yeah.
And Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane.
Yes. Also, you should watch The Producers. Because that's what I'm going to be when I grow up. That's my theme song in life.
We should probably read this, too.
I don't want to read it at all. Sam basically sent us a resume. That's what it is.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a resume.
He has experience using different stuff. He has good teamworking skills, and this resulted in his achieving the ILM2 in teamworking. Ooh. I don't know what that is, but it sounds prestigious.
Sounds good.
He's good at evaluating and problem solving and has a good communication skill and thinks quickly to resolve problems in a logical fashion. I would highly recommend Sam for a position in our company.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
Fixing the lifting device.
The elevating device.
The elevating device.
My dream is to work on my own as an indie developer, making the next most talked about games, and I believe a university degree will help me achieve this goal. Cool. If you're any producer, call me up. I think this will do for now, and if this isn't the longest email, I take my hat off to the person who does, probably Bradley. Oh, random fact about me that Sam reminded me of. When I was born, I had a British accent.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you say bagel?
Yeah.
She says bagel like a freak. No offense, Sam.
And then I went through speech therapy, and it went away.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I think I might have, but I might have forgotten.
Yeah. Okay, so, are we going to announce who won it?
I guess we have to, because if we don't, Bradley's going to punch me.
Well, I think it was this. Because he
I
had...
I think so, too.
He had
good questions, and he was definitely the longest.
Yeah. You guys ready? Drum roll!
Sounds like nothing like a drum.
The winner of the email contest is...
Jaden! Even though you sent us our email late, congratulations.
Yay!
So we will...
They were all really awesome emails.
Yeah, and we had fun reading them and receiving them.
But Jaden's... His was the longest, and he did actually think of
the most
really interesting questions.
And I applaud all of you. Wait, did I say something about plumbers don't wear ties? Go up.
Up, 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 up.
I swear I saw... And plumbers don't wear ties, you wear ties. Wait, what? I know.
Did you watch that? Cause
yeah, if anyone didn't wear plumbers don't wear ties.
That's so... I want to get that game just to laugh at it.
Me too, but we'd have to buy the whole system and everything too.
Yeah.
Maybe they were...
Anyways. So Jaden wins the cup... What is it? Peanut butter cup.
Yay. Maybe we'll mail him a few.
Also, Jaden lives near my aunt. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is.
They live like 10 minutes away from each other.
That's really weird.
I know.
We should go visit Jaden. We should take a road trip and visit
it's
all of you.
It's in PEI. We can go to my summer house.
Brooke has a summer house.
When I get future married, husband. When I get married to future husband, I'm going to have a summer house in PEI. How sick is that?
So Jaden, you can come over to the summer house.
You can. And you can play with my future stepson, who is probably the same age as you.
You guys can play together. He plays video games, too.
He does.
What does he play?
He plays PS3.
Yeah, so there you go.
Because future husband bought him a PS3 for Christmas last year.
So. And please no one ask who future husband is. Just don't.
You don't want to know.
Okay. Can you open your birthday present now?
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
Ah, I'm so excited!
Ah. Okay, pass it here.
Okay.
I shouldn't be opening this till Sunday, but Tori isn't going to see me till Sunday, or till later, so.
Alright, so there's two things in there. One's...
This is green wrapping paper, by the way. That is amazing!
There's one more thing in there.
I can't wait to tell people what she got. Oh my god, you really got me this!
Yeah?
I was gonna buy this for myself too.
I figured you would.
I'm gonna wear this. This is awesome. Best birthday gifts ever. She got me, okay? She got me.
Oh, God. You look so funny.
She got me a hat, and it says, Trust in Shark Jesus on it. How legit is that?
Can I take a picture of you wearing it? You can.
And she also got me a Sims 3 expansion pack. So that I can waste more time not studying for exams.
But you're done exams, so you have to put your head down more so I can see you. No, I can't see the...
She's trying to photo shoot me in my Shark Jesus hat.
It's going to be hard to take. Keep your head down. And I'll make a mark face.
How did you make this, or did you buy it?
Don't worry about it.
I want to know.
No. Don't worry about it. I left that
also,
on
this hat says it fits your life. It does. And if anyone wants to see it, I will take a picture of it.
Yeah, well, we should... I'm going to post the pictures soon.
Okay. Everyone should have a Trust in Shark Jesus hat. You should send one to Justin.
Trust in Shark Jesus?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd love that. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways. We didn't really have a whole...
Much else to say.
This is really sad. We're supposed to be like the lady gamers. And we don't really talk a whole lot about games. Mainly because we have so many emails.
Yeah, that's true.
But we are going to a Wii party tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to play Mario Kart.
Yes.
And Grand Theft Auto. Which isn't for the Wii, but we're still going to play it.
Yeah.
Because it constitutes as our Wii party.
It constitutes. Can you wear that to Nate's tonight, please?
Yes.
Good.
I'll just surprise him with it.
Yeah.
What?
Like such a dork.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you for listening, and I hope
we're done?
I don't know. Are we?
I thought we were gonna say? Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about that?
Yeah. Who here plays Sims?
I do.
I do. And I'm gonna play Sims 3 Pets now. I'm gonna make a pony. Can you actually make them ride them?
Oh, yeah. You can, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah! You can, like, make them train them, and they go in competitions and all sorts of crazy
stuff.
That's
really legit. I'm gonna make a poop-faced cat. I'm gonna name it Poop-Face.
Poop-Face Cat.
Yep. This is so awesome. Yay. But anyways, yeah, so we're going to a Wii party. Oh, also, my exams are done on...
Tuesday.
Thank you. So, we should probably be having our Mario Kart competition soon, Bradley.
Yes, Bradley.
I just have to think of a day where we can all play it. Other than that, this was basically the whole show was announcing our email thing.
But I know you are all drawing your bated breath to hear the winner, and congratulations again to Jaden. Please send us your contact information so that we can mail you your
peanut butter cup.
And we will take a picture of us mailing it.
Yep.
Or a video.
But we will not be liable if you eat it and get sick.
Because we're not going to put any drugs in it, don't worry.
No, but if you mail it and it, like, gets rotten and he goes, I want to eat this because I want it.
Yeah, then, it might take a while to get mailed to you.
So, keep sending us emails. We like them. Also, if you have any specific topics that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, please send us any topics.
So, because we're still new at this.
Just learning.
So, hope everyone has a nice holiday, if we don't talk to you guys before or after. You'll probably hear us calling in on the live show.
Yes.
Or you did hear us calling in on the live show whenever this airs.
It's posted, yeah.
So, yeah. Have a good one. Merry Christmas.
Have a good one.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Whatever you celebrate, have a happy one. Happy New Year.
I'm really hungry also.
I just burped. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.